This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the last episode of Season 2 of the Women Love Women WLW podcast. Initially, I was thinking whether I should speak more about moving on and forward, but I guess at the moment, the one which I mentioned in earlier episodes should be more than enough. I have been thinking about this subject, which is about body language and signals, both from our side and also learning to understand from the women we are interested in. I am not a body language consultant. However, I have been exploring, researching, reading, and try and error in understanding body language and testing the energy emitted to me. I mean, it is actually my profession. It's my job to do so because of my work. No, I didn't use any instrument or tool. Most of the time is my instinct, which is based on years of experience, based on the research done by others, and of course, reading and testing the books I read about body language and psychological assessment. I mean, I have a tool to understand personality traits of a person using the science of graphology. That one is my expertise, actually. But then I don't do that. I don't use that to understand on people's interest towards me. Basically, that one is just to understand personality. So to understand the signals and body language is basically more on observation. How to know whether the girl you like likes you back? If you are waiting for an answer from me here, frankly, I don't have any. Probably the part as in like to be friends with you or is comfortable when with you, I guess I can say that my analysis is normally about 80% to 98% accurate. But like in terms of romantically, I am so sorry. I couldn't share with you here anything because so far I don't have any successful cases. I mean, the first thing is I never asked, so I couldn't share with you that. But I did mention in earlier episode regarding how to know whether a girl likes you back from a YouTuber couple. That was when I realized that my analysis might not be accurate. The one that I could give the 80 to 98% accuracy are like the following situations. Friends whom I know, either are my classmates, schoolmate, like in a different way, which is interested in them in a romantic way, which means physically romantic or having imaginations that you want to be with them in some way, normally has this kind of look when they chat with me. All those kind of signals or signs that I have. But how to explain to you? It is mostly like different. The obvious one especially is this one who is my ex-classmate from university when I was taking my master's. She is very fit, very, very fit. I think she is a rower. I mentioned her before in one of my episodes, if you remember. I think she knows. So that was one time at a school event. I was at a registration table while waiting for my name to be checked by the staff. My focus was actually towards a group of our classmates. Where she was sitting also on the same table. But then I noticed she kept looking at me, you know, smiling. And then the look that she gave was like, ugh, different. Like she kept looking at side eye. And then after that, she was like smiling and looking at me. So no one was looking at me though. My classmate who was sitting beside her also was not looking at me. I mean, like, I do not know why I noticed her. Only her. So what I did was then I panicked, but I did smile back and look away shyly in a way to tell her, hey, go on, come on, I'm interested. That was one time. And on the same event, another classmate whom I was interested in also was just chatting with me. So the others are like in separate small groups, a bit distant from us. I am not sure whether is it because she was a bit drunk because they were served with, I think, wine or champagne. Okay, remember, this is like a casual, smart event conducted by our university. There were not many people. It's like an alumni event celebrating the recent group of graduates. So it's basically about 30 of us, probably. So what happened was she stood so close to me, like there is no space between us. I didn't move because I guess I was comfortable with her. It was so, so close. I mean, like, there is no space. I'm not kidding. The other girl I mentioned earlier was just like 8 feet away from us. Maybe she can see us from her side glance because she was standing like, if it was me, I can observe what is happening around the room. So basically, these kind of signals are like what I interpreted as interested. Whether any of us make a move is another story. Whether I'm overanalyzing it is another story. But those kind of signals are like what I interpreted as interested. Or maybe have the kind of feelings that is different. So the thing is that you might act differently like I do in this kind of situation. The rower girl did invite me to join her and our classmates after the event for a drink. So what I did was I panicked. And also, I was not actually comfortable to join them because it was with my other classmates. I am alright with them, but my brain and mouth sometimes function differently in panicky situations. I don't have any plans that night, actually. So maybe I was like also afraid if I feel something else, like, alright, sometimes it's just complicated, you see. Another thing is probably you can ask. I believe most of you guys out there have the courage to ask. So if you do, please go ahead. I mean, there are a lot, I know. I've seen in a lot of videos in TikTok, so congratulations to you guys. Asking to confirm that you did not misunderstand might be better, but you do have to take a risk though. I took the risk which will affect my friendship with the person, but I did. The difference is now I feel better, but then on the other hand, I have not been talking to her since December. So far, I am alright. And everything goes as planned. I hope so. I have 2 more months to go through this. And what kind of signals could affect your decision in some way to move forward will definitely be different from your story and mine. Whatever it is, I would like to wish you all the best. Before I end this episode, I would just want to tell you that there will be additional 1 episode, which is a bonus episode, where I will answer some questions that is asked by a few listeners and also some questions that are normally being asked to me randomly over the years and which is related to WLW. So I'll see you in the next episode. Just 1 more episode extra, alright? In the meantime, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.